The federal judge in Washington has dealt a setback to Ross Perot's presidential campaign. Today, Judge Thomas Hogan denied Perot's request for an injunction to stop the presidential debates from going ahead next Sunday unless the Reform Party candidate is included. The judge said the complaint must be heard instead by the Federal Election Commission, even though the commission is unlikely to resolve the matter until well after Election Day. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
In explaining his ruling today, Judge Hogan called the case unique. The plaintiffs, he said, were asking him to do something no court has done before, to decide the criteria for being in a presidential debate, to say who meets these criteria, and to possibly block the debates from going forward. Perot's lawyers, including Jamin Raskin, argued that Perot's First Amendment rights were violated by the Commission on Presidential Debates, which excluded him on the grounds that he had no realistic chance of winning.
What we have here is a delegation of standardless discretion in a private corporation to make decisions about fundamental free speech rights.
Raskin also said the subjective criteria used to make that determination were unfair and a violation of federal election law. The plaintiff's lawyers dismissed the notion that some sort of subjective criteria were needed. They said merely meeting the commission's objective criteria, that is, qualifying for federal funds and getting on the ballot in enough states to win, is a daunting requirement that only a few candidates could ever fulfill. They also said leaving the matter up to the Federal Election Commission would cause their clients and all future third-party candidates irreparable harm. The judge conceded that being left out of the debates would probably cause irreparable harm, both to Ross Perot and to Natural Law Party candidate John Hagelin, who had also asked for an injunction. But he said this had to be weighed against the greater harm to the public good that would come if his interference now caused the debates to be canceled. He said no one's First Amendment rights had been violated and that Congress clearly intended for complaints like Perot's to be heard by the FEC. Afterwards, Perot's running mate, Pat Choate, said he was disappointed that the judge evidently felt his hands were tied, but he vowed to continue pressing the case. Janet Brown of the Commission on Presidential Debates said the decision was sound.
We are going to take a look at this experience this year, as we do after every year, look at everything we've done, see what we can learn from it, but I'm very glad we can go forward with the preparations for these debates.
The first debate between President Clinton and Republican Bob Dole is scheduled for this Sunday, October 6th. In Washington, this is Kathleen Schalk reporting.